But, yeah, we're a long way from sunrise here in Goodyear, but it is great to be back for Wahoo Week. And, of course, a huge thank you to University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center for once again being on board as our naming right title sponsor for our Wahoo Week coverage, but all sorts of sponsors this week on WEOL, and we appreciate that very, very much. And, of course, we appreciate all of the efforts that the Indians put forth, led by Jim Rosenhaus and our next guest here on Wahoo Week, Curtis Danberg, for making Wahoo Week possible. Hard to believe that it has arrived again. It seems like we were just here yesterday, Curtis, and yet coming off what was a thrilling 2013 season.
It's amazing. It's a rite of spring to have you out here in Goodyear, Arizona, and we're excited, and you'll be feeling it all week. And for the listeners at home, you're going to be hearing the vibe. It's, again, very positive vibe, especially coming off of the success from last year.
Well, we've had on earlier this morning with Rosie and Brad Mills, Mickey Callaway, that mentality last year of the excitement of a new regime, we can do this, compared to this year where it's, we have done this. We were in a playoff game last year. That's kind of a different mindset going into a year.
It's a different mindset, and I think the guys are even looser. Because, number one, what you just stated, and number two, they've been here before. They know the culture. They know each other, and they're taking that to a whole different level, which is exciting to see.
Well, of course, we've been talking this morning about the baseball side of things, but you certainly are immersed on the other side with promotional things and tickets and so forth. What can you tell WEOL listeners this morning as far as tickets and just things to get excited about this year down at the ballpark?
I think the biggest thing has been well documented. We have dynamic pricing, and what that means is once the tickets go on sale, they can fluctuate based on many factors. You know, what the weather's doing, demand of the game. And basically, beginning March 3rd at 10 a.m., we're going to have our single game on sale, and we're going to do it online only. And we're basically incentivizing now to purchase online. It's actually much cheaper to purchase online than it is in person, like at the box office. So it's important to know that. It's important to know, too, if you don't receive emails from us currently, you need to go register to be in this on sale by February 28th, this Friday at noon. Go to innings.com/online on sale. And the reason why this is important is we keep saying, talking about buying early and saving, is the cheapest tickets and best tickets available are going to be for single game are going to be on March 3rd. So if you know you want to go to August 2nd and see Jim Thome's statue get unveiled, purchase on March 3rd because you're going to save yourself maybe $20 or $30. Because if demand shows for certain games, the price the next day might fluctuate and bump up a dollar. So, and for those people who want the cheapest tickets, which are the bleachers, which you can get at $10 if you purchase online, the upper bleacher section, they'll be available on March 3rd, but they might not be available the day before a popular game. So we just want to educate our fans that, hey, buy early and save. If value is the key driver in this, we're giving you an opportunity here to purchase tickets early.
And, of course, Indians.com is just chock full of information as far as events at the park, promotional nights at the park. So, as you said, if there's something that you're looking to go for, whether it's a fireworks or a bobblehead or a Jim Thome statue, it's all there on Indians.com.
Yep, Indians.com/promos has all of that. The other thing to note, too, from a season ticket standpoint, we're still selling – that's the best value, and we certainly understand people from Elyria are probably not going to be able to come to all 81 games. So, you know, get your neighborhood together. Put a group together. It's so much easier now with electronic tickets. You can forward them around. But season ticketers last year saved, on average, depending on what seat location, 40% off single-game pricing.
Really?
So some people in field box save 60% off single-game pricing. So that's your best value out there, and you become a season tickler. You get all the cool benefits of being so, but it's just a matter of getting that one person to put a group together, and all of a sudden, boom, you're a season tickler at a very good value.
That's very cool to know. Again, Curtis Danberg joining us from the Tribe as we talk about the upcoming season and some of the values that are out there as far as tickets are concerned and so forth. Craig Bruce back in the studio. Anything quick for Curtis before we let him get on out of here?
Well, I know you had a great response for Tribe Fest. What was the feeling out there as opposed to some other years? You've been doing it quite a long time. Tickets starting to sell themselves, and because of the excitement from last season?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a bump. The renewals for season tickets were one of the highest we've had in a long time. And, to have the fans come out in full force like they did for TriFest amidst a blizzard was awesome. And it really energized the players. And, You know, I think, you know, we've been talking a lot. This group, core group, number one, they're going to be here a while. And number two, they're very charismatic. They have personalities. And I think the fans are starting to connect with this group, and I think that's what they've been yearning for. I mean, that was the beauty of those teams in the 90s between Omar, the very charismatic personalities, and now you've got Swisher and Kipnis, and, you know, they integrate and certainly connect with the fans on Twitter and stuff like that. So it makes a lot of fun.
Real quick before we let you go, I just want to harken back to the playoff game last year, because you and I spent some time together watching that, and it really brought back some great memories as to what Progressive Field can be when it is electric and it is packed and that place is going crazy. It is just a dynamic atmosphere to watch baseball. That was such a fun night. The result wasn't what we had hoped for, but it really brought back the memories of how special baseball can be in Cleveland.
And I think we're thankful that we had that home game, because it gave the players, it gave the fans a taste.
Right.
And, you know, the players have heard, especially this core group, of what Progressive Field can be like, and they were experienced that, and they want more of that. And, you know, the more the fans can come out and support them, it makes a difference. You talk to any of those guys from the 90s, you know, the visiting teams hated coming to Progressive Field because of that reason, that it was a very unique setting, and it gets very, very loud. And we certainly experienced that. Unfortunately, as you said, it didn't turn out the way we wanted, but it gave people a taste of what is to come, hopefully, in 2014.
Let's hope we have several nights like that from June through September.
Absolutely.
As far as the electricity at Progressive Field. All right, a great big thank you to Curtis for joining us here this morning. I'm sure we'll hear from Curtis more as the week moves along. Wahoo Week, presented by University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center on AM 930 WEOL. And, of course, every interview all week long, courtesy of Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. All right, a quick timeout, but we've got a lot more to come here in Goodyear, so stay with us for Wahoo Week on WEOL.